Welcome back to the pregame lineup card and another edition of Just the Artifacts. This week, we highlight a piece which surfaced thanks to another of our weekly segments. In our very first Name That 87 Twin contest held back in April, the final clue was, I hit two inside the park homers in the same game.
That is hit high to center, but Boston doesn't see it. He doesn't know where it's at. High up over his head. This is going to be an inside the park home run.
Runners go, and the first pitch to Gagne, line to center, bounces over the head of center fielder Darryl Boston. And Gagne's going to have his second inside the park home run.
Shortly after revealing Greg Gagne as the answer, we received a tweet showcasing a picture of a ticket stub from that game, complete with Gagne's autograph. Intrigued, we reached out to the sender, Kevin Kemetmuller.
As a kid, my parents would bring my brother and I to a couple games a year, and this was fan appreciation night, and they were giving away jerseys, so my brother and I wanted to go down to that game and try to get a jersey. Of course, we didn't get one, but we had a really good time at the game and saw Gagne get those two inside the park home runs. If I close my eyes, I can remember seeing him rounding third with his long stride and his hair that would be, you know, flying behind him as he ran without his helmet on. I can remember that.
So while that moment of a baseball rarity is etched in his memory, Kemetmuller confesses it took him a while to fully understand and appreciate the feat he was fortunate enough to have witnessed.
You know, I didn't realize how special it was at the time, unfortunately. I knew it was something that didn't happen often, but I didn't really know just how few times it's happened. One of the things when I got Greg to sign the ticket, it was at a reception during the 20th anniversary of the 87 team back in 2007, and I gave it to him and asked him to sign it with two inside the park home runs, and he looked at me and goes, yeah, I remember watching a show on TV that had baseball records that'll never be broken, and that was on there. And that's, I think, when it really hit me, like, oh yeah, that is something that probably won't ever get broken. Could be tied someday, but it'll never be broken.
And courtesy of Gagne's multiple mad dashes around the bases, that game is vaulted into some very select company for Kevin.
But looking back, that's got to be one of the top ones that I've been at. I remember the 87 opener when Kirby went over the wall to grab a home run, and then he hit a home run in that game, and they won it. And game 163 in 2009 at the Dome, that was probably my most favorite game ever. But this is one of the more unique things that I've ever seen.
And for any future monumental games and moments, Kevin is always prepared to preserve an artifact.
When I go to a game, I always bring a holder for my ticket to keep it in good shape, because you never know what happens, and if you're going to save something, you want to have it saved in good shape.
Tickets are just one layer to Kevin's very unique and interesting collection. We'll explore more of his artifacts later on this season, and if you, like Kevin, hear a piece and have some artifact you'd like to share a story with us, well, go ahead and send us that information just like Kevin did. Now, what information did Corey Provis, we call him Scoop, dig up in his chat with Paul Molitor? Find out next on your home for Twins Baseball.